Joe Biden celebrates Trump's arrest as a great day to donate to his campaign. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 24, 2023. President Joe Biden fundraised online the same day former President Donald Trump was arrested in Fulton County, Georgia, calling it a great day to donate to his campaign. Trump surrendered into custody and was booked by the Fulton County Sheriff's Office on charges stemming from District Attorney Fani Willis's indictment. He and 18 others were indicted in a 98-page, 41-count indictment handed down by a Fulton County grand jury last week. However, Biden took the opportunity to fundraise for his re-election effort. "Apropos of nothing, I think today's a great day to give to my campaign," Biden tweeted along with a link to his ActBlue donation page that calls on his supporters to donate to the Biden-Harris campaign to fight back against MAGA Republicans. The Article 3 Project's Mike Davis called Biden out for fundraising on the same day his chief political rival got booked. Biden posted this as his chief political rival got booked. Again. By another Democrat prosecutor in another Democrat hellhole. After colluding with the Biden Justice Department, Davis posted online. Davis then called on House Republicans to open an impeachment inquiry on Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland. Biden previously embraced the Dark Brandon meme in a video released on the same day that former President Donald Trump was arraigned on federal charges related to January 6. As Breitbart News reported, "A cup of Joe never tasted better," the president's Twitter X account stated on Thursday in a tweet with a video of Biden drinking a cup of coffee from a mug bearing the Dark Brandon meme wedged between 2024. "I like my coffee dark," Biden says in the video. He also provided a link to purchase the mug. Dark Brandon, Dark Roast. Tea drinkers welcome. Purchase is a donation to Biden Victory Fund. The product description reads on the Biden/Harris website, where the mug is being sold for $22. The Dark Brandon meme originated during the 2022 midterm election in the wake of the president's infamously divisive speech in which he characterized MAGA Republicans as a dark threat to American democracy. Trump has been released on a $200,000 bond, the highest amount of any of his co-defendants. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write the image Dixon Hamilton at Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.